Blog Talk Radio.
All from the Indians, welcome to pilgrims, and to the buffaloes who once ruled the plains. Like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain, looking for the rain, just like the cities that stagger on the coastline, and a nation that just can't stand much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow, never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter, winter in America. Yes, and all of the hills have been killed, sent away. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Winter in America. Nobody knows what to say. Save your soul, Lord knows, from winter in America. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, a struggle, but they died in vain. And now democracy is a ragtime on the corner, hoping for some rain. It's looking like he's hoping, hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops. They're watching last-ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace signs that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow, never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter, winter in America. And all of the hillers have been killed or betrayed. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Lord knows it's winter in America. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. Save your soul from a winter in America. Sick. nobody knows, nobody knows. And ain't nobody fighting, cause nobody knows what to say.
Well, Mayat Hotep and Better Love, you're listening to the Truth to Power Show with Beverly and Eric L., and we are welcoming back Tariq and Eric, wait a minute, let me start, Tariq Ricard L., or I want to say Richard, and Wally. So it's a pleasure to have them back, but we're going to see, I'm going to pull up Eric here first before we pull our guests up. Eric, how are you doing this evening?
Pull up. Pull me up. What's up, yeah?
Good. I'm doing good. Everything all good.
Hey, Bev,
with
I
you? Want
to... Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, it is, Bev. It is. I want to make a quick comment before we bring our guests on. I want to greet everybody with respect and love, as usual. And, Bev, now the movie Roman J. Israel. He mentions that Gil Scott-Heron that you just played right there, Winter in America. He mentions that in that movie. And that movie is real deep. It has many layers. But in the title itself, the word Rome is a spell. It's a special code. The letter J is a special code. And Israel, we all know, is a many-layered code. So thank you for opening up the show with codes. We're going to do a little code breaking and hopefully, you know, get a little deeper, you know, from last week's session. We'll try to get a little deeper and try to, you know, talk about some real things that we can, you know, benefit from ourselves, you know, benefit from this great fraud that's going on. So, yeah, thank you so much for being here. Yes.
And thank you. Thank you. And I want to also thank our guests. And so let's pull up Tariq. Well, how are you doing this evening? Thank you for joining us again.
Greetings, greetings. Thank you so much for having me. Oh, my goodness. Unfortunately, Wally has not responded, Wally Stratton. He has a meeting on Friday with his other half, and they're with some group there in Vegas, and so they do their meeting on Friday. So I let him know 3 days ago. I don't know why he hasn't responded. But anyway, so I'll just shake it myself if it's okay. And I got plenty to say. I got plenty to say on that.
Yes, yes. And we're ready to hear it, too.
Oh, that's awesome. I am so happy. Yeah.
And you know how they say that our tradition – you know, they say that that's how we did word of mouth, you know, was the elder that gave us the information, and that's how we got our, we passed it along, instead of listening to his story.
Exactly. See, that's where I'm coming from constantly, that if you follow behind somebody else's version of things, then you're going to be caught up on the wrong side of the road with a head-on collision. Because that's what it's all about. It's all about twisting and turning things backwards and giving people the wrong knowledge, just the way that they code it and the way they code it, because they code it in a specific way so it sounds in a certain way. This is the art of public relations, and this is Edward Bernays, whose uncle was Sigmund Freud, and he was, you know, one of the chief psychologists over there in Germany, and they used him and his boys again to control Adolf, because, you know, Adolf was a corporal in the German army. And so he got injured severely in the First World War with the mustard gas, the same thing that they use now called chemotherapy. See, so once you start picking apart the story and seeing what they're doing, See, like they kept talking about, like we brought out last week, this smallpox. How did smallpox spread around? It spread around when they took blankets and put all that, rubbed themselves clean and with them blankets, and then gave the blankets away. And people who were not, who had no such thing, they had no relationship to cows. And so therefore this became a poison to them. And they then developed what you call illness from being poisoned. And therefore they got this smallpox and it spread like crazy because those blankets were spread all around. And once, you know, and people didn't know our people didn't know because a lot of us did, you know, were not into that. We were in the countryside. We lived a different lifestyle, you know, and so therefore we did not have such contact with filth like them. See, we kept everything clean, neat and clean. If you watch the old cowboy movies, when they show how the natives lived in the teepees and stuff, when you get inside, it's like a house, you know, clean, everything, you know,
right,
in place, you know. But I mean, see, they make you think, you know, that these are, you know, that's the pablum coding that, you know, they can call you savage. You see?
Right.
And then justifies then thereafter the reason that they're doing what they're doing now, which is the national and international policy of the United Snakes, I call it, the corporation United Snakes, which is now defunct, by the way. The corporation United Snakes is defunct and broke, and now is out of bankruptcy for the last time. It is dissolved, literally. But see, they, you know, that's something most people have no idea about. And, you know, you have to go dig on that, because but that is what the situation is. The United States declared bankruptcy with the 9 other countries of the Geneva Convention from 1933 in Switzerland. And then they went to the City of London where they had all of them declared bankruptcy under the Rothschilds in the City of London. Yeah.
Mm.
And so, you know, all these countries, even the country I lived in for over 10 years, Sweden, was one of the Geneva Convention countries, and it declared bankruptcy as well. And that's where I learned all about the fiat economy, you know, that they're literally living off of the dumbass peasants in Sweden, you know, that they...
And here
that
in
they,
America, too.
Same thing. They got the people so dumbed down.
Yeah.
They haven't, I mean, well, if you have a, now this is what a sister taught me about the so-called education. She was a doctor in education. She was an English major. She knew English. She told me like this. She said, the average college graduate has a fifth grade comprehension in math, music, you know, the quadrivium and the trivium, the seven noble arts, which our ancient ancestors brought into this world and gave everyone based upon our awesome technology and the things that our ancestors created, both here and abroad, you know. And I say to people at all times, go look it up. You have it all at your fingertips. Anything you want to know about the ancient ones, ask Siri. She'll tell you. She'll get you started. You know?
Yeah, she will.
Yeah, see? And then people won't be fooled like we are. I don't know about you back there in Detroit. I would imagine it's pretty much the same, but the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles, is that a situation you have back there as well?
We have what situation? We have the drivers.
You have the DMV,
we
right?
We call it the Secretary of State. Yeah, we call her the Secretary of State. Yeah.
Oh, it's under
where
the Secretary.
Get your driver's license.
Yeah, where you get your driver license and where you get your plates and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So that's all under the Secretary of State. Well, that's interesting because that's where the that's where the power really lies in the state, is under the Secretary of State.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they have all the records. They have all the records. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's why they're powerful. So at the DMV here out here in Cali, they tell you right on their website that unless you are in business, have business license and all that, you know, this is the only reason why you have to have a driver license, because it goes along with your business license. And then you have to have a registration. A registration means that you're turning the car, you're turning the ownership of the vehicle, quote unquote, over to the state to get the plates. See, you're paying the state a fee to put the state's plates on the car with the tag as it goes on it, and that makes you a driver for the state. But they're not paying your gas.
Yeah.
They're not paying your repairs. Right. They're not paying your insurance. Now, just don't have insurance and see what happens. See? So it's a trick. You know, this is all just illusion, because we are not taught civics. And this is what the sister said.
Right.
The average college grad, and I'm talking master's degrees, they have a fifth grade comprehension. It's so imagine what the rest of us got down here with a 12th grade education, you know, and a 14-year education. And she said, because they don't – listen, the system cannot allow – it's a monopoly capitalism, see? So the system cannot allow more than a few at the top. See, that's why the so-called Titanic, which wasn't the Titanic, by the way, it was another vessel that they call the Titanic. And those people who were on board were all against the Federal Reserve banking system. Those families, those powerful families that were on board that went down with the ship. Yeah, they were against
it. So that wasn't, because the Titanic was supposed to be an unsinkable. So you're saying that the boat, unsinkable. So you're saying that, excuse me. So you're saying that the boat that did sink was not.
It was not the Titanic, first of all, because the ships were built side by side. And they were similar in the structures and so forth. And they were built not to sink, supposedly. But then what happened was the crew and the people at the top who were running this whole operation, you know, they had the ship leave out of the harbor and go full speed ahead into the Atlantic. Yeah, that's why they just went smash into the ice, so they couldn't turn around. I mean, even the guys up to the bottom saw it and everything. They had the full speed ahead thing. They couldn't turn. They couldn't make the turn to avoid the iceberg.
The iceberg, right?
The iceberg, tore it up. That tore it up. See, tore into the side of it where thousands of tons of water poured in, and that's what took the ship down. See, once water got in past the hull. And see, that's why it wasn't the Titanic, because the Titanic was not supposed to have that one skin hull like that. Supposed to have a double or triple skin hull, so in case one thing happens, they're able to flush it out and keep going. See, this was all on a PBS documentary. That's where I learned all this. If it was on PBS, I mean, wow, then something must to it. You know, they don't usually put those documentaries out there without, you know, at least having qualified information, verified information for the most part. Even Ken Burns with all his movies, you know. Yeah. And so they tell you at the DMV here that you don't have to have a driver license. You don't have to have a registration. And you don't have to have a insurance or anything like that, because you're not a driver.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in business.
Right.
See, you're traveling by your household goods. See, that's what the actual terminology. You're traveling with your household goods, which you have to have here in L.A., I know. And I know it can't be any different in Detroit, the home of cars, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's the same because...
Go ahead. No, you.
No,
you
I was saying it's the same here in Detroit because I don't have a driver's license. I don't use day plates. I use my passport, and it'll tell you on the, I have my own private plates. It'll tell you on the passport right there for the police. They cannot stop you. The first page on the passport, I have my right to travel.
Ooh, listen at you. That's what I'm talking about.
And they don't bother me. And other people that have their private plates on, too, they don't bother us.
No, I mean, I don't know. But out here they do because out here there's so many cars.
I mean, some people they do. Yeah, so they do.
Young
some people,
yeah.
On the average.
Yeah, and especially the female one in a car. Those are the ones that, and the older cars, they pick them off easy. And they, because they'll go line up downtown and pay them the second time, so they get paid twice. You know, that's what it's all about. Because they don't have any money. There's no money. See, they don't have no money. They remember, we're all incorporated operating in Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Once that is clear amongst our people, then we won't be running around talking about, I got credit. Oh, I'm gonna go bankrupt. I can't do blah, blah. No, there ain't going to be none of that. See, because... You know what I mean? Because, there's not going to be a need for that, you know, and you and it's not, you know, and it doesn't even make sense in the first place. Why would you turn your car over to the state, run down to the DMV and pay them for the honor of having their plates on your car and the tags on there that says that for official use only, it says on all the tags. You have to get real close with a magnifying glass, you'll see it, you see. So they got you coming and going. It's the same thing with the fiat money system. When you go to the store and you pull out a $20 bill, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the $20 bill here in a second. When you pull out that $20 bill, that's a bill. That's a debt instrument. Can you buy anything with a debt instrument? No. You're actually giving that to them and telling them that you're going to come back and pay them, but you never do. So that's stealing. That's lying and stealing all at the same time. See how they got it?
Right.
Yeah. And here it is again. Here's a memorandum with points and authorities, notice and demand. And it has to do with pertaining to the public fraud, law, money, and commercial lien. And it tells you all about this whole thing. It's a four-page document. I highly recommend get people getting a hold of it and reading it carefully because it says some very important things. Upon receipt of this memorandum of points and authorities, notice and demand to the intended party by certified mail or either public servant by oath of office, or duty as an officer of a government-created corporation, municipality, etc., and or by and through your superior knowledge of law, you have 15 days, allowing up to 3 days grace for mail delivery, will place you in office, in your office in default, and in the presumption will be taken up to the public record. Then you and your office fully agrees to the points and authorities contained within this memorandum, and that they are true, correct, and certain. Now, that little paragraph is the end. That's the caveat. That's the end of the four pages. This four-page memorandum, but this is very, very important information because it tells you that basically there is no money. You know, they're just playing with our minds. That's all they're doing. And they can create
now,
all
where
these.
Where can people go get find a memorandum?
Well, you can look, you can seek it out on various websites like,
okay.
Where is it? I got one of these back in the day. It was a long time ago I got this thing. It was on knowthelaw.com or knowyourrights.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got a lot of documentation there.
Okay.
And you know, this document itself says that, you know, all y'all playing the law, you're not doing anything with the law. All you're doing is banking and taking funds from this land and putting them back over in the Bank of England because you're a bar member.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah.
And that bar membership thing, that is, you know, that's some very critical knowledge to have. Because then
yeah.
you won't buy into the story about the Jewish lawyer that you got to get out of different stuff, you know, and
right,
yeah, because see that's what they you know they got us in all these little, you know, these little fake ditties, you know, where we think this and we think that, but it's only just it's only just make believe more or less because. You know, nothing moves forward, you know. We're not moving forward, moving backwards. You know, more and more of our people running, putting their arms out and getting stabbed with a jab that will kill you in 2 years, guaranteed. Why? Because what's in the jab makes the body produce the spike protein. And what spreads them is the DARPA gel that comes from the Defense Department weaponry place. And that's why people are dropping dead, all these athletes around the world, bicyclists, soccer players, all kinds of different athletes, just falling out, dead, boom. And they're fully vaccinated, fully
wow.
educated.
So you say it take about 2 years, you know, I know everybody's different. Everybody body is different. So,
right.
And what about
right.
the people that's taking two jabs and the booster shot? They put all of that stuff is being put in them.
Yeah, the booster is going to be the knockout.
Mm.
See, remember, they're doing testing on the entire population of the world because this is the first
yes.
opportunity they've gotten to get the worldwide, you know, they've been working on this for years to get a worldwide
yeah.
response, see? And this is a war and a worldwide response to war, but it's not, you know, it's not the war like, you know, we keep seeing all the war films like, no, it's not like that war. It's the war that's always ongoing under monopoly capital because they're looking to get the, always they're looking to get to the top. And they'll do anything to get to the top. And that's why so much is at a wreck because the system is so vicious and does not give a hoot unless it can help them get to the top. See, and it's fewer
mm-hmm.
and fewer people at
and
the top.
And stay there.
And stay there,
yeah.
right.
And the what? Yeah.
And the ones that have been there the longest, you see, I would highly recommend people go look at the CBS American, what is it called, American Story or American History, something like that, about the Rockefeller family.
Yeah.
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 See that series because that will show you, because this is, again, this is what PBS is good at and has been all those, you know, last, this through the 80s when I got a lot of this stuff, you know, they had programs on that, you know, today they wouldn't even have on.
Mm.
So you got to go back and look at some of the stuff that they did before because, you know, they were really ahead of their time at the time. See?
Right. Everything's censored now, you know.
Oh, so heavily censored. It's unbelievable. Even my
mm-hmm.
webmail, it only allows me
mm-hmm.
Five or seven addresses per letter. You don't allow me, if I have 7 or 10 people I'm under D, I can put only 7 and it won't let me. And then if it's anything out of place, it won't send. It won't send at all. you know, because and especially what I'm doing, because, you know, I'm talking, I'm laying it out for people that there is no virus. I don't know if you checked your email. I sent you a little ditty that
you sent
my, I sent you a.
No, I've been out of town. I'm just getting back tonight, and I'm gonna check. I haven't had a chance to look at everything.
You'll love it. You'll love it, because what I'm saying, what I said then, and I'll continue to say from now on, and what I've learned over the past 35 years, is that the only thing that is a virus equals poison. It's Latin for poison. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. Now, once people overstand that, then they will not buy into this germ theory of Pasteur, which, you know, Louis Pasteur, you know, even on his deathbed, he confessed and said, hey, you know, I was wrong. Bouchon was right. You know, it's the terrain, not the germ. You know, flies and maggots do not cause garbage. I'm sorry. Anybody want to believe that? That flies and maggots together cause garbage? No, I don't think that's the way it works, does it?
They come because of the garbage, isn't it?
That's right. There you go. Actually, what they're doing is processing the garbage and coming out of it and living out of it, you know, coming to life to do its job, to die.
Okay.
And flies only last, I think, 45 hours at the maximum. You know, they wear out quick. And
So all these flies in the time you see flying around you, they not very old then, huh?
They're not very old, but like I said, you know, those are easy to keep off of you if you just know the right herb to spray on yourself, and they'll stay away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, so, but see, all these things are our ancestors' knowledge that we should have. And then we wouldn't be in the shape we're in, because our ancestors knew all this stuff. They knew the herbs in the forest and what to use in case of this or in case of that. You know, we had the midwives, we had all the, you know, the doulas and the mostly women, of course, because the men were busy digging in the dirt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then some very interesting thing came here to me last week about the so-called Civil War. Now, why did I say so-called Civil War? Everybody knows it was a Civil War, right? And Ken Burns did that.
That's
a history, right? That's a his story, because actually it was the South being attacked by the North, because Cotton was king. Cotton financed everything.
Mm-hmm.
And who was doing the cotton picking? All us, we, huh? Yeah.
Right.
And our ancestors and them, yeah. See, our captive ancestors, see, because they didn't bring them over here on no sailboats, because that wasn't a very good business to be in. You lost too much of your cargo at sea. You didn't have very much profit when you got into the port. Because sailing across the Atlantic is a joke. I'm going to tell you, I sailed across the Atlantic in the Queen Elizabeth I, the last voyage from New York to Southampton. And after 2 days, a storm blew up. And from then on, it was hold on until the storm went away. 2 days it took.
And I heard that Atlantic Ocean is rough.
Yes, my dear. It is.
They said the roughest one.
Yeah, and we, you know, literally, the vessel was lifting. We would turn almost on our side. You could look down in the portal thing and see the water. Oh, no. I thought we was gone. I swear I did. You know, we could just barely make it to the bathroom, throw up.
Wow.
You know, yeah, it was incredible those 2 days, but yeah, so I know there wasn't no such a thing what they talking about. Them two massive sailboats and folks that didn't really know how to read the stars and none of that, or just learned it. you know, and had no tradition of it like us. You know, we the seafarers.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, and once people get this, our story, and throw his story out the window and into the trash where it belongs, you know, you'll then see how powerful are we.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm the one who likes to dig things up and put it out there and give people a little spur on to say, oh yeah, man, we did all that, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. We bad.
You know? But we also, like you say, the word. You know, even today, if we just kind of sit and look, you know, we could figure it out. Now, somebody
right.
had told me years ago, and I heard you say it, that what the word hospital means, hospice, and it means
that's,
death. So
right. that's
why would you go
die.
In? And that's where they're doing all the killing. You know, you
that's
go in
correct.
There, everybody dying from hospice. Everybody is dying from COVID. And
yeah.
it makes sense. Where else you going to die? You're going to go. You're walking in this building that got this big old sign on it that means death.
Death.
You know, but they telling us that we're going to come in this building to get healed.
Mm-hmm.
See
right.
how the
no.
trickery is
no,
there?
No. We're going to get care. We're going to get care, not heal. They forgot
I say
all
heal.
About healing.
They're going to heal.
Yeah, they No,
okay,
they don't heal it.
About healing. You
know, drop
okay.
that law
okay.
down.
Okay.
Remember,
okay.
it's health care.
Okay. We're going to get care.
Right?
It's okay.
health care.
Right. Okay. All right. They're going to care us to death.
Exactly. That's exactly
death.
What they do. You know, you go in there for one thing,
wow.
and they carry you out in the box because
yeah.
somebody made a mistake, or the doctor did this, or the doctor gave you that, or something, you know. I went, like with my dumb behind, 2 years ago I went because mm-hmm. I had this bite on my ankle. And it was, I guess it was mm-hmm. some kind of spider because that thing would not heal. I put all kind of stuff on it, you know, natural stuff
mm-hmm.
I had. And I said, and it kept swelling and everything. And I said, oh, well, let me go check this out. Well, that's the wrong decision.
Mm-hmm.
Do not go to the ER. Because in the ER, they got something called Staphylococcus aureus. And that is a dangerous, yeah, that's a very dangerous bacteria that is
okay.
very harmful. Yeah. And I had it when mm-hmm. I worked in the OR. It came upon me somehow and my big toe, and I could not walk for 6 days. I could not put my
mm-hmm.
foot on the floor for 6 days. If I did, it hurt like the dickens.
Mm-hmm.
And after 6 days,
mm-hmm.
it went away. Well, I had antibiotics too, so, you know. But,
mm-hmm.
and then antibiotics, that's anti-life drug. So
mm-hmm.
they're trying to, that, you know, and that's like the nucleoside analog that they gave out for so-called AIDS, you know. Now, if someone has
mm-hmm.
what is known, the acronym, AIDS, right? It's an acronym, right? It's not a word.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right.
an acronym.
Right.
And it has four words in there, right? So A means acquired. That means you got it, right? Yeah. And then so I is immune. That means you can't get it. Then D is the central word in the acronym is deficiency. Means it's something you don't have. It's causing you to have the S, which is the symptoms of the syndrome. So what the hell are they talking about? what did they do with this acronym to the people of this country and the world? They made $3.2 trillion in funding and funds that the pharmaceutical people made on the drugs
Fauci
that they killed people with. And Fauci, yeah. And Fauci was behind it. And again,
yeah.
I highly recommend people get both books that are out on Fauci, or all three, actually. There's three. There's a free 200-page dossier from Dr. David Martin that go to Butterfly of the Week on YouTube, and he'll tell you all about it
mm-hmm.
so you can get it.
Okay.
And then there's the two books. One is called, Robert F. Kennedy's the book, the real Anthony Fauci, where mm-hmm. they just rip him a new rear end from all of his treachery and see, there was a doctor in Chicago who was part of and who saw a lot of the, what happened in the 40s, Dr. Mendelsohn, and he saw and he said in the 70s that this Dr. Fauci is worse than Dr. Mengele. He compared him with Dr. Mengele. Mm-hmm. So that's what Tucker Carlson on Fox News said mm-hmm. here last week, and he got, man, they jumped all over him like he was the worst thing to ever walk.
Yeah.
Like Fauci, you can't compare Fauci to Mengele. Well, yes, you can. In fact, Fauci's worse than mm-hmm. Mengele. Yeah.
Yes.
Experiments that he did on our children. Yeah, it's all there in the book.
Yeah.
And then the third book is called The Faucian, Faucian, The Faucian Bargain. Okay, that's the name of the third book. And so if you get those three books, you will have the full skinny on Mr. Fauci. And don't forget his wife, because she is one of the head honchos at the NIH, who's also being sued by thousands of doctors and lawyers, you know. The NIH and all those gov agencies are all being sued by a bunch of doctors and lawyers. All of them have done the Freedom of Information Act request. And all of them have gotten back zero crickets, no data. We haven't compiled the data. We don't know. So what about this so-called virus? No. There ain't no such a thing. Come on. Hmm. If there were such a thing, and I have to reiterate this over and over, because think about it. Something that's so small that you can't see, they give all of this anthropomorphic human qualities and brain qualities to, and it's nothing but cellular waste that they see as they get this $3 million microscope, the electron microscope, that it can enlarge them so that you can see them, and therefore you see these ominous balls floating around on the television with the thing sticking out over them all around. They look like those things that they use in the Second World War to get the submarine. You know, those things they dropped overboard to get to blow up the submarine.
Yeah.
And that's the spike protein. Well, it turns out that the spike protein is the thing that's going to kill you. Because the body is going to reproduce, because it's an artificial construct, so the body is going to see it as nothing dangerous, nothing invading, really. It's just and it's going to go ahead and let those spike proteins start producing themselves, and you're going to have spike proteins circulating throughout the body, and eventually, and this is what tears down the organs, your vital organs, the ones in your gut. Yeah, those are the most important brains you have, you know, except for the brain up top. Those are the most important brains you have: your pancreas, your spleen, your gallbladder, your liver, and like Dick Gregory said, spell liver, L-I-V-E-R, right? Live. Can you live without a liver?
Right.
Yeah. Well, and if you read the PDR, the physician's desk reference, that. Physician's desk reference is what the doctors have in order to prescribe the drugs that they get people to take and kill them with. Mm-hmm. This physician's desk reference has 1 to 3 pages on every single drug that's produced, because they're all coal tar preps. And I don't know if anybody understands what coal tar is, but coal tar is what you see on the highway or on the, you know, not the,
the black
highway,
stuff.
The tar, that's the
black tar,
right,
okay,
that's the black top or the I forget what it's called, but and half of the waste, and this is a waste product from petroleum refineries, and so what's happening is they're just taking half of that waste to the counties and cities and everything, use them to pave the roads with, cover the roads and keep them somewhat pothole free. Mm-hmm. And then the other half goes over to the pharmaceutical companies, who then reformulate the waste into, through petrochemistry, into these formulas that they test on people and claim that this drug does this and this drug does that, and you can this and that from these mm-hmm. drugs. You get relief. You never get healed. You get relief. And what's the word right at the end of the word there, by the word relief, right in the middle of the word? L-I-E. Yeah, uh-huh. And again, see, these are the spells. These are the word spells. And,
yeah,
and so this is what's being done to me. And I keep, you know, I attempt to try to keep people into the learning and finding out about the true language. And using the language instead of the slanguage, because we have so many slangified words and phrases that we have, you know, more or less created as some kind of a cultural edifice, so to speak. But this is all commercial stuff. You know, this is all coming out of the commercial realm. You know, just like they commercialized the gang warfare, they commercialized the you know, and all the drugs, they commercialized the import, the export, and all that. You know, I mean, that's all it is. It's commerce. That's why, mm-hmm. you know, we must know that commerce is the deal, and all crime is commercial. See?
Yeah.
All crime is commercial. For every charge you get, they put a bond on you. They float.
That's right.
An arrest bond, and then a prosecuting bond. Then they have a bid bond, the performance bond, the payment bond,
mm-hmm.
and then two reassurance mm-hmm. bonds. You see, so then they package that all together, and then it matures after a certain time, and then they package it up mm-hmm. and send it to the state, and then the state packages it up to different counties and send it to the Fed, and then Feds take it and send it to Wall Street, and Wall Street hypothecates the number. So if it's $5 billion, they make it $50 billion or $100 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then the fallout from the trade is what comes back and is distributed to the county based upon their bonding, and then that's how people get the checks, and that's how the pay grades are set up, you know. So everybody's living on the fiat, on the fake currency,
yeah.
you know, and running around talking about we got money. I got, how much money you got? Oh, I got we got lots of money.
But they living uh-huh. off of the people credit. They are
yeah.
living off the people credit. We are the credit. We the money.
Yeah.
And they living
right.
off of us.
That's correct.
We don't
and
know
I,
that. We think
well,
they got all the money. And
Again, mm-hmm. we don't know civics, and we don't know law.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, they just mm-hmm. do what they want, because who's checking? Who's going to stop them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or me?
Yeah.
No, we have to be a lot of us. Not necessarily everybody, but we have there have to be a lot of us mm-hmm. to go literally and start, you know, picking them off, because they're all criminals
yeah.
at this juncture. They are all criminals. Why? Because they are all in office illegally and unlawfully. They have
yeah.
no proper oath. They have no proper public hazard bond, because how can you have insurance when you don't have anything to pay for the insurance? You see,
yeah,
so they get a blanket, what they call a blanket bond for the city or the municipality, which covers the police, and that's about $50,000. Well, that's chump change. That don't cover nothing. See, so and that's why they can do what they do and do what they do, because they know they can get away with it, because nobody's checking this. Nobody's bringing forth this stuff. We've been trying to do this for years and years, and there've been a lot. I can't say nobody, because I learned it in Orange County.
There's some people.
Yeah, I learned it in Orange County, and so I found out that you know, this stuff, you know, and if I learned it, then like Dick Gregory said, if I know it, I know the FBI know it, you know. Yeah, I mean, come on. And I tell them all the time, look, my mother taught me how to read when I was three. So, I do read.
Right.
Yeah, you come tell me something, I'm going to go read about it and find out about it. I'm not going to just accept what you say because that's
exactly.
That's the way to get tricked. And so so many of us are you know, behind the eight ball because we, you know, we don't know what we're talking about. See, I had to find this out for myself personally when I left the country as a 21-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to be 21. And I left and found out that I didn't speak English. Where I went, the people had another language, but they had English as a second language. So I was, I was trying to communicate with them before I learned their language. And they were just shaking their heads because they couldn't understand what – I didn't speak like the queen, you know. And so they didn't hear the accent. So they weren't sure that I was speaking English, you see.
Mm.
So I had to sit and learn from BBC English and I learned this stuff and then I was able to apply it and become somebody. I got into the medical field and I spent 3 years there in the OR, the ICU. I got to assist operations and work in the operating room for almost 3 years in the ICU as well. I thought I was going to be a doctor until I did that. And then I decided, don't think I want to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I got into printing and publishing and that turned me into the person I am today because when I was with that group of people that I met back in the 70s, they said to me, hey man, a lot, but when you're making a presentation, you have to have references. You have to show that you did the work, you dug it up, you went and found out.
Right.
You can't just come and spot off some stuff as if it's, that's the deal. No. Because, then people, you get checked,
Yeah.
You get checked. And
that's
so,
true.
Yeah. So that's why, I got into the library and into the newsreels and into and we studied Germany's history for 5 years almost, not all the time, once a month, once every other month.
Mm-hmm.
Why we read books and exchange and exchange words and information that we learned. And that's when I learned all about how the Nazis did not lose the war and they never capitulated. The Germans did, but not the Nazis.
So, I mean, most people think they won in the same.
No, absolutely not. 30 million of them followed them until they got their asses bombed back to Smithereen. Then they capitulated. They said, "Oh no, no more, no more." but the Nazis, beginning in 1942, started leaving Germany and went to South America. Through the Vatican's help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because a lot of the Nazis were Catholic. Yeah, a lot of the Nazis were Catholic.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't know this intricate history, but this is why we're in such a mess. We follow all this.
Because they are.
All this lies, these lies that continually, run us around and up and down and make a fool of we. You know what I mean? It's really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, when you see Al Sharpton and all these people, when they, all show up at funerals and, and make their speeches and stuff, but when they leave, they don't have no solution. They don't bring nothing to the table. Empty words,
And then they got a check. Just for showing up.
Yeah, somebody give them a check. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And see, my thing is that, hey, you know, these cops that are killing our people, you know, some of them, you know, they may not, they, you know, they may be wrong and whatever, but they don't deserve to be executed, you know, for whatever they did, like Philando Castile, for example. What did he do wrong except tell the cop that he had a weapon and had his license, you know, carry it? And the man just
right.
pulled a gun and shot his ass straight away, just like the other one did, the guy in Waukesha, Wisconsin, or whatever, Mr. Blake, mm-hmm. I think his name is. He gets 7 shots in the back, paralyzed for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
In front of the children. Yeah. Traumatized the children for the rest of their life.
Right.
But
that's all planned.
Right. Oh,
you
I know.
All,
I know that.
You know, certain cops is there to do that as part
mm-hmm.
of that Nazi plan or globalist
right.
plan
yeah.
or Rockefeller
yep.
plan or whoever
that's all the same.
You want to give
it's
it to.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very much close together. That it's all
mm-hmm.
part of that. I mean, it was if anybody goes back and reads the Rockefeller memo from the Rockefeller Foundation that was on their website. And I don't know how I read it last year. So I know it was there, and it said everything that's going on, everything we've seen going on all along. That's what it said right in there. And it said if the phase three,
yeah.
if it gets to phase three, they're going to unleash a virus that's going to kill 30% of the people. That's what it said in
so
their
what
memo.
What stage are we at now?
Well,
are we at
who knows?
Stage two?
Well, who knows?
Are we at three?
Yeah, well, no, they're trying to do this variant thing. See, they're trying to get people
uh-huh.
to believe in, you know, believe in things they don't understand. But the Omicron is an anagram, which means moronic. So come on, there's a bunch
mm-hmm.
of morons running shit anyway. You know,
mm-hmm.
as far as I'm concerned, you know, because you got to be a moron if you wear a mask over your nose and you rebreathe your body waste. That's moronic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to make you sick.
But people that's doing that, they don't understand that. You know, you tell
no.
them that. I even my family members, and I give
mm-hmm.
them some of the research.
Yeah,
but
I know.
They study, believe what the news is telling them, and you know
mm-hmm.
what Fauci and them mm-hmm. is saying. You
and right, they can't believe.
I'm not going to catch it.
Yeah,
my thing
right.
is, don't believe me. I'll give you the
right.
research. Go read it
right.
for
I
yourself.
Know.
They're
not going to do it.
They won't.
Mm-hmm.
So
no, they're not going to do it. So,
so, that
so
was,
they made their choice.
That,
they
that
made their choice.
Hypnotism.
Yeah, they made
yeah.
their choice. Right. So there's nothing you can do about that.
Mm.
You can present the information, and you can't hold their hand. And you can, you know, it's up to them to take it and do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you can't even get them to read because they can't read mostly, because I was teaching 11th and 12th graders in a summer program at SC, and those
mm-hmm.
children couldn't even read.
I was talking to people that got letters behind their name, so they can
right.
read.
Well, but they, you know, once you get your degree, my dear, which I've seen
mm-hmm.
so much, I went in front of the Academic Senate at Charles R. Drew High School over here by Martin Luther King Hospital in South Central
okay.
LA. And I told that Academic Senate, you all up in here got all these children believing in this nonsense about a virus and scaring them. Talking about it's a sexually transmitted disease and all this old kind of stuff. And well, what about sanitation and hygiene? Isn't that very important? Why are you not teaching that? Why are you not showing that because of sanitation and hygiene, most of the diseases that were back in the day are gone? See, just like smallpox.
Mm-hmm.
Smallpox started to decline in 1796. Remember, Wally mentioned that last week. And why?
Right.
Because they started cleaning up the pens and the stalls where the milkmaid women, the dairy maids, you know, were getting themselves all full of pox because it was filth. You know, their hands got pox on them because it was filthy. They didn't keep it clean, you know. Now, you know, nowadays you got all this machinery that makes sure that, that the tits are clean and everything is sanitized and, you know, everything. You know what I mean? So if that were the case back in 1796, how is it that there was a smallpox epidemic and they had the smallpox vaccine that they started dishing out in the late 1800s, early 1900s, and it caused so many million people severe illness, such as syphilis, such as not gonorrhea, but some other garbage that people develop from that, and also the smallpox themselves. You know, because the dairymaid superstition was that if you got cowpox, you couldn't get smallpox. Well, what were cowpox? Cowpox were smallpox, you see? See, and so these are these kind of word spells that they keep us in his story, and they keep us in his story so that you don't ever know about your own story. So if you don't know your own story, well, then, hey, you belong to them as far as they're concerned, you know. And I just saw a documentary about the so-called enslavement process, the Black Friday, so-called Black Friday. And Black Friday was the day that they had a big sale on us down the South.
Right. Yeah, I heard
that. Yeah. That was a big sale. Yeah, you know. So, I mean.
And they still doing it now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
people
if it ain't
lined
broke,
up on Black Friday.
Baby, if it ain't broke, what? You ain't gonna fix it. Come on.
Don't fix it. Right.
You know. I mean, come on. We trying to make money. We're not out here doing nobody no favor. You know. Yeah.
What is making the people sick? Because, you know, I've had family members that did get sick, and the doctor mm-hmm. was saying that some of them had the flu and some of them had, they've called it a souped-up flu or a souped-up pneumonia. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what is they doing to make people sick?
Well, it's only souped up because mm-hmm. they're souping it up. See, because
right.
who, like you said, who's dying? The ones who go to the hospice, they die, especially the ones they put on the ventilators, you know, blow their lungs mm-hmm. out, you know, and mm-hmm. a bunch of other problems. But you know, it's the iatrogenics of the allopathic medical system. Now, that's a lot of words, but iatrogenics means death and injury at the hands of doctors' treatment. The medical treatment, and iatrogenics kills 3 to 4 million people a year. Is that not enough? Mm-hmm. No, it was not enough, because now, what's the number they call them throwing around now? They done forgot all about the flu and pneumonia and all that. Everything COVID.
Everything no heart attacks. No. No cancer, nothing.
All COVID. Now, first of all, it's only an acronym. It's like Wally mm-hmm. said last week, hey, did you catch an acronym?
Yeah.
Can you catch an acronym? You know, come on. This is, and so it is this way of, you know, it's this way of being the big I over the little you, to make you think that you're not capable of knowing what these guys know, because they're the experts, right? And so you can't, how are you going to challenge them? You don't have no degrees, none of that. See, most people are like this. They're not going to step out of the box because it's too convenient in the box. You know, and you get complacent in the box.
Right.
Because it's, yeah, everything cool. I can go to, I can
and
go
that's
to
why
soap.
They.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. That's why they.
No, just that's why they keep you looking at that box called television.
Television, that's right, or television, you know, which is their vision, not yours. And you can't say nothing,
right?
And people I know when they see me watching TV, because I don't let that crap go in my head. I talk back to her. I tell them, no, y'all lying. How do I know y'all lying? Your lips are moving. Yeah, because that's what the
A lot of time they tell the truth in the sci-fi movies.
That's right.
I don't know what it is. They tell you. They don't tell you what they're doing because they know that most people don't understand what they're talking about, the codes and all that stuff, how they do it. But they'll tell you.
Now, Gay Edgar Hoover from the FBI, he said once upon a time that the average American can't wrap their head around this thing. It's just too much further. Yeah. See? And it is. I mean, you know, when you ask the average person about knowing about what's going on in Wall Street and the courts and the feds and the Congress and listen. Most people ain't got time for none of that.
And that's what they tell you too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't have time. And you can't blame them. They're just trying to get by, most of them, and that's all they're doing is getting by. Yeah, and barely that. And then I had to go pick up a friend of mine, take him to the airport today, and so I drove the freeway a couple times today, and I mean all along the freeway, you see, encampment. I mean, large encampments of people living in tents and just any old kind of shelter they can throw up, and trash everywhere.
Wow.
I mean, it's so disgusting.
And that's in California?
Yeah, this is in Los Angeles. Over 100,000. They're talking about 60,000, but I say that's crazy. If you ride around L.A., it's got to be over 100,000 because there's so many people in the street and under the freeways and under the side of the freeways and every which way you can find parks and everywhere. Yeah, people, I mean, it's bad.
Wow.
And yet, the city council under Mayor Garcia, his name is Garcetti, he's actually Garcia, but they changed the name to Italian version so they could get into politics. And so, they made up they passed an ordinance saying that everybody got to have a passport proving that you've fully vaccinated to get into restaurants and bars and clubs and there and except for stores, restaurants, all those. So they're going to close a lot of businesses because businesses are not going to be able to do all that checking and all that stuff. Because I mean, now you're trying to cook food and serve food. You're not trying to police people, you know?
Right.
So we're in a.
Common sense, how is it okay not to go in the restaurant, but you could go next door to the grocery store? I mean, still you're dealing with people. It just don't make sense. And people just, they not seeing it.
Well, how can you not see it when on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, you got stadiums full of people all across the country watching college football, pro football, basketball, soccer. I mean, come on. Emergency? What emergency? What acronym 19? What are you talking about? The virus. Oh, the virus. Oh, yeah, that's right, the virus. Now, explain to me, what is a virus? Well, a virus, according to the medical dictionary that I read, several of them actually, back before they started, changing so much stuff, but it said that it was a template or a pattern. It had no metabolism. Oh my goodness. If it has no metabolism, can it move or do anything? No, cannot. And if it has no decision-making faculties, no brain, like a parasite, then, you know, why, how can it be something that's going to hurt us and take over our bodies? How does that work? They just keep repeating it over and over and over and over until you get it. Did you get it? Yeah.
So what is the spike? What's the spike protein? I mean, what is...
The spike
I'm trying
protein
to figure out how we can get out of this stuff.
Well, that's what we're going there. We're going to go there. Yeah, the spike
okay.
protein is,
okay.
is an artificial construct. It's sequenced into this poison construct that they put together in the laboratory at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And they were instructed, and it was passed and signed by the president that they should stop this kind of research, this kind of gain of function research. Mm-hmm. Now I just heard yesterday that Rand Paul has been taken off of YouTube because of what he did with Dr. Fauci.
Mm.
Now you see how
wow.
brain dead these people are. Yeah, and
yeah.
so I, you know, and YouTube is Google, right? I think, isn't it? So it's all, you know, and so I'm just trying to step away from. I think we should just move away as many as we can
mm-hmm.
from those
mm-hmm.
platforms and just try to get with the smaller ones, with the ones that don't track you,
yeah.
that don't follow you, that are, you know, there specifically to work with you and not against you. Yeah.
Right.
And so once we do that in the critical mass, then their whole thing is going to fall apart. See, but so many people are brainwashed
mm-hmm.
these days, so it's very hard to see that coming to fruition, but it's on its way. It's just you can't see it every day because, you know, what are you doing? You're busy trying
mm-hmm.
to survive
mm-hmm.
like everybody else. You know?
Right.
Yeah, see? So I just attempt to get people to start thinking and for themselves and thinking outside of the box and questioning things that they don't understand instead of accepting them and believing them and becoming them in themselves, you know. And once you become the lie, then they can just do anything with you because you are, that's how they got the Germans, see. 30 million Germans bought the lie, and the lie was big, big, big. And the lie was Joseph Goebbels. He learned how to do this in Madison Avenue and on the streets in Harlem and New York where he watched Hubert Henry Harrison, our brother from Nevis, who was Marcus Garvey's spokesperson and speechwriter, a brilliant orator. So brilliant, he could put a box on any corner in downtown New York and stand up and start talking, and he would have thousands of people running to hear what he had to say. Yeah. Now, why do we know about Hubert Henry Harrison? Hubert Henry Harrison.
Hubert.
Henry
okay.
Harrison. Yeah, Hubert Henry Harrison.
Okay.
From Nevis. Very important brother. Yeah. And then you're going to start finding out that a lot of these so-called leaders that we believed in all these years have been promoting a false construct and a fraud, really, because, you know, they all kept talking about, like, Du Bois and Garvey and all them people, they all kept talking about back to Africa. Well, how could you call a whole continent, one of the largest continents in the world, the largest, I believe, maybe next to Asia, you're going to call a whole continent with 2 billion people plus 3,000 different languages, and you're going to call them after a Roman general, Scipio Africanus. Now, if that is not the dumbest thing, if that is not the most bass-ackward thing we could possibly do, how is it that all of our intellectuals and doctors and, you know, Henry Hugh Lewis Gates and the rest of these creatures that are out here, you know, supposedly exposing our story, when they're not doing that, they're doing just the opposite, or they're making it seem so insignificant, you know, not insignificant just on GP, but they want to downgrade it, you know, make it a level or two down where you don't really see the importance of it, you know. But I was in Zimbabwe in 1978 when Zimbabwe became Zimbabwe again after Indabaningi Sithole and ZANU, the Zimbabwean African National Party, a union, got into power there along with a coalition. Even Ian Smith was involved with that. But this was a compromise at the time to get them out of the country. And that's what was the whole goal of the African National Union, Zimbabwe. They decided that they had to get those 250,000 whites out of their country. And they had to rearrange things and do things differently. And that's because they had a nationality. See, they could come together. In Zimbabwe, they fortunately only have one major language, which is Mashona. The Mashona language is spoken throughout the land there, and except in the south, which is another major language, which is 12% of the population, which is the Ndebele, which is a Zulu derivative of languages down there in the south. So, you know, so therefore they didn't have the handicap that many of the other countries have, because most countries on the continent have at least 20 to 45 languages going on at all times.
Mm.
That's how many different peoples there are. It's a huge continent. I mean, it took 4 hours to fly from Kampala up over Sudan, over Libya to the Mediterranean. 4 hours flying at 600 miles an hour in the daytime. Mm. Yeah.
Right.
So it's a huge place. It's no joke. It took 12 hours from London to Nairobi. Now, that's the same time it takes from Los Angeles to Australia. 12 hours. Mm. Actually, it's 12 hours from Hawaii. So that's 15 hours altogether, because it's 3 hours to Hawaii from here. Yeah. See, so, you know, people have to know that the distances and the size and the detail, that there are all these different language groups and there's all these different cultures. And I mean, and then so many of them have been colonized, as they say. I say they attack the colon, and that's, you can't live without the colon either, so, you know, but trying to keep it a little humorous. But, yeah, so I think, you know, that all these people who are there, who have been colonized, they don't, you know, a lot of them have just the go along to get along thing, like, just like here, same thing. We got so many of us who are complacent and working for the king, doing everything, you know, I mean, see, so. So you can't, and we can't really even blame them, because the whole society is set up that way. I mean, we can blame them, and we're going to do it because they're wrong, but because many of them know what they're doing. But at the same time, you know, we don't have to, you know, we don't have to go there. We can, you know, we have to get our critical mass together. We have to get people knowing the deal, knowing, not believing nothing, knowing.
Right.
And that means that you have to take your responsibility, that's your ability to respond, and go and get the information yourself and work with other people who are like-minded, who want to do the same thing. And that's how we're going to change things. That's how things are going to change. Yeah. And things are changing all the time, whether you like it or not. Now, by the way, you started the program off with Winter in America.
Right.
And one of the people I hope is listening is brother who was the producer of that, Jarvis Effick. Yeah, he's on. He should be on the line. And when we have the callers in, he'll call
in. Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I sent him the information. He wanted me to do it. I told him, I said, "Yeah, man, here it is." So, yeah.
Okay.
So hopefully he. Yeah. Hopefully he's on. So when time for the phone for the listeners to call. We can take calls now.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some music, but then when we come back, if you haven't called in, you can call in at 323-642-1586. 1-866-323-642-1586. Push the number 1 so I'll see your hand raised. And then we'll, if you got any questions, any comments, this is the time to raise your hand. So we'll be back in about 5 minutes or so. Let's
Thank
see,
you.
Where are we going here?
I'd like to thank you. I'd like to thank these three young men sitting down front with me. They treat me so good, I begin to feel special. I said, they treat me so well, I feel special. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, that was B.B. King. The thrill is gone.
Yes, indeed. That's one of the great.
Yes.
One of the great King brothers. B.B. King, Freddie King, and Albert King. All of the great blues guitarists and singers that you can have. I listened to them my last year in Sweden. I listened to them every day. All of them cats with the stuff they sang for us. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, great stuff. All
and I didn't know that Albert King was B.B. King's brother. I never knew that.
I don't know if they're the brother, actual brothers, but I call them brothers.
Oh,
all,
okay, okay.
All
you call
brothers,
them brothers. Okay, I got you.
Blues brothers, yeah.
Right, right,
yeah.
I got you.
And,
okay.
And they all, and they have that guitar style, which is just, woo!
Mm-hmm.
They can kick it out.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah.
So,
Eric, are you still with us? Did you have something that you wanted to say?
Did we have the codes broke down? Did we break down them codes?
The codes?
Yeah, you remember he started off by saying we're going to do some code breaking during the show.
Okay.
And I was just asking, did we do that? And I think we did.
All right. And if anybody want to call in, raise your hand. 323-642-5787. 1586 if you have a question or a comment. Just the time to ask your question or say your comment. Now, they're talking about shedding. What is that? Mm-hmm. I mean, is that just like if I have a cold and you're around me, you catch my cold? Is that what they're talking about when they're saying shedding?
No, because that's not the way the body works. You don't catch somebody else's cold.
Okay.
Somebody else is sick.
Okay.
They're sick from within. And if you get sick,
okay,
then you're getting sick from within from what you're doing. See, it's not necessary. And because people in the same household don't get sick all the time from each other. So it's not, see, they have spread this lie and this battle between Pasteur and Beauchamp. They have been pushing this down our throats for so long because of the medical system, because of the Rockefeller allopathic medicine, who believe that they are the big I and you're the little you. And don't even let me get started on psychiatry, because that's even worse. You know, they got a disease for you, no matter who you are.
Right.
They got one for you in the book. Yeah. So, you know, and I know.
But you know how sometimes you can have, like, children and they might have the sniffles or something, and then they come home and they give them, you know, and you look up a day later and you got the sniffles. And
but
the first
you
thing
sniffles,
they say, well,
they got the sniffles from what they ate, drank, and think.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they got the sniffles from, what you were feeding them.
Okay.
And you got the same thing, because, see, we are of the illusion that the food that we're purchasing, the food stuff mostly, that are either processed and packaged, are safe and clean and don't cause illness. I mean,
right.
food poisoning kills thousands of people every year. You know, so it's because that, you know, in this, the industrialization of food stuff, you know, not food. They take the food and change it and stuff it. And then you get it and you eat it and you're full of stuff, see? And that's the game that's being played on me, you know, because, see, I worked in the grocery industry, and I know from those years I worked in the grocery industry and how people, you know, fill up those baskets with all those packages and stuff they like for the taste mostly and the smell first, taste then. Yeah, and then, you know, and then once you start liking it and it's good to you, you keep doing it. I mean, we're all like that. We're creatures of habit, so that's the way we work, you know? And so that's why I've started, you know, years ago, eating differently, you know, eating food, first of all, not non-food, and then, doing a lot of smoothies, doing a lot of juicing, you know, doing a lot of salad, you know, that kind of thing, and greens, collards, mustards, turnips, all those, you know, that you slow cook so you don't kill it completely, and you get a lot of the nutrients, and you put the herbs and spices in there along with the coconut oil, and you're going to get a beautiful, you know, green pot of greens that'll nourish you for, you know, because that's what it does. Full of chlorophyll, full of lots
like,
of other.
Yeah, but it's like they given us, they taken away the real food, giving us all of this fake food, this plastic food or whatever this stuff is that they give
right.
us.
It's food stuff, and that's what it is. It's processed, packaged, and then stored, and then transported based upon orders, based upon advertising and all that kind of stuff, you know. So, you know, we are so off the beaten path and led down the, you know, the path of whatever that's going to take us out
if we don't step back and start looking at where we're going. Because, you know, I mean, you got this Fauci guy who's been in this position all these years, and he's able to kill all these people, and he has no responsibility at all. And his wife, she's in charge of human experimentation at the NIH, which is also being sued by thousands of doctors and lawyers, by the way. Now, of course, that's a way to drag things out, because that's how they do it in the courts, because the courts are literally banks, not courts of law. See?
Right.
They're in there processing bonds. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, they're
processing bonds. Yeah, because you get a bond put on you if you get a ticket. You don't get just some ticket from the cops. You get a bond put on you. It costs $50,000, that bond, because it takes all those people to touch it between the time you get it and the time they get it to the courtroom, which is why they give you a date way down the way, you know. See, but then we have learned how to challenge those kinds of things with these, you know, tickets and any kind of conflict with the authorities. And as I was saying earlier about, you know, all these Al Sharptons and all these people coming to all these funerals, they don't come with nothing to fix the situation. They just come with a lot of empty words. And so we say, hey, no, you have to start noticing these cops, and forget the cops. Let's notice their head, their respondeat superiors, their bosses. Yeah, we start doing, you know, going after them.
Oath.
You all of them are under oath, and they're all violating their oath, because the oath that they have is not even real. It's a half an oath. So a half an oath is not an oath. See? So this is the kind of thing that I'm talking about. We have to do. We have to come with the solution. So,
Yes. Yeah, and most people have to get out the mindset of waiting for government or waiting for an attorney or waiting for others to solve the problem. It's not going to get solved unless the people do it.
That's right. Ooh, Rand Paul said, throw Fauci in prison for 5 years, like he did Dr. Judy Mikovits.
Well, why he's not in prison? That's what I want to know. I mean, he lied to Congress,
because
the other stuff. Why he's not in there?
Because he's been in there for all this time, and they don't feel that they have anybody that can challenge him, you know, which is a lie. But, you know, if there's no political will to do anything, he's the expert. He used to spurt. So if you're the expert, you know, that's how they do you. They set you up and put you on a pedestal, and your word is bond. And so, you know, most people, what are they going to say? They don't have any way to challenge him. How are you going to challenge him?
Listen to Ron Paul. And challenge him in the medical field. And he put the data out there. He put the information out there. So, he kind of gets you started. He gives you a push.
He gets you started.
And
yes,
so,
he gives you a start. Yeah, lying in front of Congress, that's a felony. That's what Fauci's done several times, lied in front of Congress. And it's on record. It's on YouTube. It's on, you know, Rumble and all the rest of the platforms. And so here's what we do. And I was hoping to get Cece on tonight, because she's the one who knows how to do those affidavits and notices that after 15 days, when they don't respond, they're in default, and you can have them fired. And then, of course, not only are they in default, but they are in violation of their oath of office and the rest of the components that they're supposed to have in order to sit in the office, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how we get them. This is what these men, our sort of leaders, are supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be coming in there and finding out, getting all the information down on who these people are. See, so then you start at the bottom, and so the officer that did it
and then you go to his boss, and then you go to the, his boss, and then you go to the chief. Because, and you don't have to go to each one of them separate. You go to the boss first, and then you go to respondeat superiors, which means his bosses. Mm-hmm. And then so that way, you force them all to admit. Yeah.
The light's on.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Oh, shit. I left my lights on in my car.
Okay, we're going to play some music and give you a chance to get back.
Yeah, play some music. I'll be back.
All right. Okay. All right. We're going to play some music here. And let's see what we're going to play while we're waiting for him to come back. And if you have, I know this is not a night that we usually on, but for those of you that are listening, if you do have any questions or if you looking for solutions, this is what we're looking for. We already know what the problem is. Now, we need to be focusing on the solutions. You know, how do we get things solved? How do we turn things around here? So this is what it's about. Okay, well, here we go. We're going to hear some music here.
Yeah, getting ready to throw that raw, dirty funk, y'all. Y'all never knew this side of me. Sax man in the basement, funk squad. You ready? Alright. Here we go, y'all. One, two, three, hit it. Yeah. Feel that funk, y'all. Straight out the basement.
All righty. Eric, are you with us? Okay. We're going to go. Let's see what else I want to play. We're going to do a couple of more minutes while I pull my guest back up. His line had dropped here. So let's see what we're going to do here for a minute. Listening to Truth to Power show, and that was Jerry Johnson that you were listening to. And we're back. We have Tariq L. with us, and he's giving us some history. Are you there, Tariq? You were still with me?
I'm with you. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay. Okay. So we're looking for solutions here. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just seeing something very ominous that I want to tell everybody about.
Okay.
80 Republicans have voted with the Democrats, the ones calling themselves radical, to pass this dangerous federal vaccination database bill, which means that what they're setting up all the unvaccinated to be put in FEMA camps.
Mm.
Yeah, and the FEMA camps are ready. I hope people out there know that there are FEMA camps already ready. In fact, the internment camps that were used for the Japanese Americans back in the 40s, they're still sitting there ready to take new people in.
Mm.
And all those Walmarts that are closed along the middle of the country, along the railroads down there or out there, are set up with basements and set up as FEMA camps.
Mm.
All those Walmarts that closed down.
Right.
See, so you got to, I mean, listen, nothing happens in this country that isn't planned.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you got to know about this country is that they've been planning these things for many, many years. And they drop them on us and we just seem to be oblivious somehow. You know, we don't get it. somehow.
I think that they, did you ever look at that movie Get Out?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I think that's what they're doing, you know. Yeah. They kind of mm-hmm. hypnotize you,
it's called,
you know.
Psychological warfare. Psychic
yeah.
attacks. That's what they're doing.
Yes. Yeah.
Constantly doing psychic attacks on we males, and
yeah.
then we males turn around and do psychic attacks on the female.
Yeah.
As if we could be here without the female.
Mm.
I mean, that's,
well, they try to make that work too.
Well, I tell you what, I don't care if it's Arnold Schwarzenegger or what's his name, the little short fella. They did that movie where one of them was supposed to be having a baby, I think. Back
oh, yeah.
in the day. They're
yeah.
telling me. They always tell it.
Yeah, they don't tell it.
Pastor Williams, I don't know if you know about Pastor Williams or Minister Williams.
Mm-hmm.
He's had many shows on for years, talk shows, where he
mm-hmm.
tells on all the elites.
Okay.
That he worked for in the gold fields up there in Alaska and in Canada,
mm-hmm.
and different projects that he was the preacher for the workers, and so he learned all about those people, and he kept, you know, he was telling them, he on every show he did, he would drop some of this kind of stuff on people,
mm-hmm.
the elites. And he said one thing is that they have this code of ethics. Now, you may not think that they are ethical anyway, but they're, which they're not. They have a code of ethics that they must tell you
yeah.
what they are doing and going to
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
And but if you don't listen, and if you don't know what they're talking about, and if you don't take the time to find out, well, then they told you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even
yeah.
though they're talking cold.
Right.
You gotta
yeah.
figure the codes out.
That's right. If you don't figure it out, that's on you. I mean,
right.
you know, they told you. They
yeah.
didn't hide it. They said, oh no, here it is.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. And so I've been learning about that for so long that, you know, they just keep coming at us like They Live, the movie They Live.
Mm-hmm.
That's all real. That's not
yeah.
movie. Yeah, that's yeah. all some real stuff. And then, you know, the whole way that they direct people about the UFOs, well, hell, the UFOs, that's our stuff. That's
yeah.
the stuff that they didn't develop. The $30 trillion that is missing from the Pentagon budget
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that never accounted for $30 trillion. Now,
mm.
how can that be? See? And again, and where did it come from? From our estate.
Yes. People don't even know they have an estate.
No, they don't. It's the e-state.
Yes, yes.
And it's not electronic. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
It's the real deal, and it's where the real stuff is, but you can't get access to it because you don't even know about it. Don't know the code. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And here's some code breakdown on the back of the Social Security card.
Mm-hmm.
It's, especially if you have one in the last 10, 15 years, it's a red number with a letter in front.
Yeah.
The letter in front is where the Fed Bank, where that account is, and the number is the which column number to the account, and on the front is the Social Security number. That's the number to the account.
Yeah.
See? So it's all right in our face. I mean, you know, it's not
easy. No.
I didn't. Now, look on the back of the $20 bill,
okay.
if you have one. If you have one handy, everybody take out a $20 bill and magnify it.
I got one.
Yeah, and a magnifying glass, because you're going to need it.
A $20 bill and a magnifying glass. Okay, let me see. I do have a 20. Now, where's my magnifying glass at? Okay, I know it's a lot of stuff back there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the front of the White House.
That's the front of the White House?
Yeah, that's the, yeah. Or is it the back? Wherever it is.
It's the White House.
It's the entrance to the White House, yeah.
Okay.
And above that is a Masonic apron, and there is a melanated man hanging there, right over the doorway.
Wait a minute. I had to get my
my
glass here. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very
All
hard
right.
to see on these bills because, you know, of course, the bills are worn out. But so, you know, they know this, and they, that's why they do it that way. But, yeah, it's I got a video sent to me the other day showing me that. I said, oh, my goodness, they do it in your face.
Yeah, they do.
They got
no,
the man
I don't see where the man at. Where are you at?
Well, it's the Masonic apron that's there right below the window, right
okay.
below the window in the middle.
Okay. And it's, they got yep. it. They have it like it's a chandelier.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. When you look close, it is an apron. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a man sitting there hanging right there. Yeah. So.
Oh, you know what? I see him. He just came in. Wow.
See that? See that? Now.
Wow.
Uh-huh. That's how blatant they believe they can be, because you're not seeing you and me.
Yeah.
You're not paying no attention. We're so busy just trying to get from day to day, you know. So they just know they can just fake us around and play us all they want. By the time
Dang.
We figure out, they'd be way down the road. But the solution, we asked for solutions earlier, and I think we should stick to that. And here
okay.
I say the solution to these, any kind of situation that you're involved in with the authorities, you know, no matter what level it's on, you know, you always want to know from the boss of the situation there, the highest paid one. You want that information. You want to know who that is. You always want to know who the counsel is, because that's where you're going to really get some activity going on, because the counsel there is a bar member, and he hasn't done his registration as a foreign agent with the Secretary of State. This is what they never do.
They can't really.
No, they can't. Well, they can. They're supposed to every 6 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what's supposed to happen. They have to have a record of that situation recorded with the Secretary of State as a bar member. Because why? You're a bar member. That doesn't mean you go to a place and get a drink. That means you work for the British. The B is a British. That's what it says, British.
Right.
It doesn't say American. It says British. And that's because it's from the Bank of England, and it's via King George III, who brought 45,000 redcoats here in 1812, and burned down the buildings in D.C. With all the records, and then retreated and said that they lost the war, and we've been paying reparations to England ever since.
Mm.
Yeah, our taxes. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? The biggest one of them is a lot of tricks they play. But one of them is when they send you your bill.
Right.
And it says it's a coupon. And then when you look at the bottom, it's a check. Because it's got the right routing number. And
everything.
So they're sending you money. And then they telling you to send it back to them. And, you know, the people have got hip to them now. So what they doing now is they don't want to send you the coupon. They want you to do everything online. So they're trying to get you to do but you want them to send you the paper coupon.
Yeah, you better send it because they have to have and show you the credit side.
Mm-hmm.
They're sending you the debt side, the bill side. But they're not sending you the credit side. That's what
exactly.
they're doing. See, that's what the check thing is all about. So you sign it properly to the order of whatever and then send it back to them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really, that's the simplest way to do business. But we think that, I got to have a pocket full of bills. You carrying around a pocket full of bills.
A debt. And
it's growing. The debt is growing. It's like your pocket should be swelling from all the debt that's going on, you know. And they just avoided bankruptcy again, or not bankruptcy, but default on their obligations again. They just did an emergency, whatever they called it, about the debt ceiling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then, of course, they have to do it in another bill form because, you know, it has to be something that you can get people to vote for because it's going to do something rather than dig.
Crypto and stuff is about is that's what that about the Bitcoin or
I think that crypto thing is a setup. I'm more and more inclined to look at that as a setup because if it's electronic, I can't touch it.
Nope.
I don't know. You can just so all of a sudden I look at my thing and my name is not there and my numbers are gone and then what? What do we do then? Now you're chasing somebody.
And you don't know who. I mean, everything that's computerized, they can be hacked.
That's
so,
right. And you don't know who you're doing it with.
Right, right. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. So any calls yet? Nobody raised
their hands. And Eric, his line is dropped.
Nobody listening tonight? What?
They listening, but a lot of people, you know, this is not our regular night. So we came on tonight. So, but they have to hear the rebroadcast.
Right.
That's good. So do you have anything that you need to tell or want to push
I wanted to play this video that was taken of me in the beginning of the summer. My dear brother and king friend Kamal Hussein of Forum Fitness Center. He's been in business many years now. And he's helped a whole lot of people get fit at his gym. And so he honored myself and this other holistic brother. And if you notice that part of the lyric that was in the song that you opened with was said that the healer's done been killed.
Mm-hmm.
Were part of the lyrics to that.
Mm.
Yeah, and they have certainly killed a whole bunch of healers.
Oh, yes.
50 to 60 of them have suddenly disappeared or died of some suspicious circumstances, et cetera.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Much like they did Dr. Robert Wilner.
Mm.
I have a DVD mm-hmm. of my lecture I did in the 90s, the late 90s, at the Midnight Special Bookstore,
mm-hmm.
Wherein I, you know, took AIDS and the HIDV fraud just tore it to shreds.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed my TV show that I did in my interview with Dr. Robert Wilner in his book, Why HIV Does Not Cause AIDS.
Okay.
And then he also wrote a very important book called the cancer cure, but anyway, very important. This is all based on what he learned after watching his wife get her brains burned out with radiation therapy, so-called, for a brain cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And once he saw that, he just turned on him.
Okay.
You know, they should have never messed with him because he ripped them a new rear end on that book. And he and I met at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel,
mm-hmm.
where he came and did a press conference, where he literally did the Blood Brother thing with some people there who were supposedly HIV positive.
Okay.
Well, you know, and I came up and told him, I said, well, wait a minute, sir. There's no test for HIV, so what are you talking about? Oh, he said, well, this is symbolic because most people believe that there's a blood thing, and if you get blood on you, you can catch it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so this is a way to just, you know, knock that out, you know, debunk that, because he showed we're blood brothers, and there's no way that if he was HIV positive, to what was he positive?
Mm-hmm.
See, the test is a non-specific antibody test. So does it test for anything specific? No. It's a non-specific antibody test.
See, this is the trickery, the word spells that they got us on, that get, you know, got people believing in these things. And if you don't listen to them clearly, you know, carefully, then they just bowl over you because you're not in the grasp of the language that you're supposed to speak.
Right.
You're not at all into their jargon. So then they just start, you know, flashing that jargon on you or spouting it, and you got nothing to come with. So what happens? You know, it's you accepted the offer. Right. You know, that's how they see it. See? And so it's just business, nothing personal. Mm. Business. So why do you think there's no cancer? There's no diabetes death. There's no pneumonias and flu, all the thousands of things. And then, of course, the number that are killed by the hospitals and the doctors.
Right.
Oh, that number's up at 3.4 million a year. Mm. Uh-huh. So have we reached 3.4 million COVID cases? I mean, deaths.
Right.
No. And that's what they're not, you know. And how are you going to have all of this death from something that is so tiny you can't even see it? And then you talk about it as if it has its own brain and metabolism, and it can sit up in the window in the corner there and watch you and make sure you have protected sex. Otherwise, it'll jump all over you and give you HIV.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they're doing today. They're saying that this mRNA or whatever is going inside your cells and it's taking over your cells.
The mRNA is the spike proteins are taught. In other words, they actually teach the body to produce the spike protein. That's what the delivery. That's why Dr. Malone, who did the mRNA delivery system, envelope, whatever he calls it, he warned people do not get near this gene therapy because this will kill you. And then Dr. Tenpenny has been telling us. I mean, listen, this lady's 40 some years in the medical field, never been vaccinated, never, not for polio, not for tetanus, not for none of that shit they do us and win. In with polio and all that. No, none of
that.
Her daddy said, no, I had all that poison in the service and I'm not doing that to my children.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, hey, well, this is what's in this damn thing. You know, this will kill you in 2 years. You're dead in 2 years. It's taking over your body.
Can do anything. What about the people that have took it and found information out? Is this something they can do to reverse it?
When you do it after the fact, I mean, you can't be coming asking about no antidote because you didn't check out the ingredients in the first place. See?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I think, you know, like this, if somebody tells me something, okay, and they tell me that they're going to give me something. Okay. First of all, what's free ain't good, and what's good ain't free. Okay? And so anytime they're trying to, you know, talk about they're going to protect you, it's like the government knocking on your door saying, I'm here to help you.
Right. Well, we do have a hand raised. Let me see what this is.
All right.
Okay. 267-423. 267-423.
Well, that's a sister. Okay. It was called last time, I think.
Are you there, 267?
Yeah, just...
Okay, I don't know. Is your mute on?
Probably muted. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, she's not answering.
Okay.
And we got about 10 minutes left.
All right.
And so, you know, so now some people, you know, I know people that, they caught it. They went to the hospital, but they had no control over when they got in the hospital. They don't know what they were sticking in them. So,
like I said, why would you go to the hospital some
for something you say you caught. You can't catch nothing. You can only develop illness inside your gut, because that's where your pancreas, that's where your liver, that's where your kidneys, that's where your spleen, that's where your gallbladder, those are all brains. They mm-hmm. tell the brain up top what's going on down in here. And that's
okay.
all things that come into the body. And then, of course, going through the stomach is where the protection really is, because inside the stomach sac is hydrochloric acid to protect mm-hmm. us from poisoning. See mm-hmm. what's going on. And yet we believe that you know, that there's something else happening. They didn't taught us over and over and over. Be careful you don't catch the flu. Well, you can't catch no flu, because the word flu came out of the word influence of the stars,
mm-hmm.
like demons and evil spirits that used to haunt people and cause them to be sick.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Evil spirits, the
right.
demons. Yeah, see, so... We know that, you know, people thought like this, and who are those people? Those are those low-level peasantry creatures that came from England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales, Holland, Belgium, et cetera, over there in Europa. And every 6 months to a year, they would sweep up and clean up all the mess and all the beggars and all the scum and low life and throw them on ships and send them across. Over to wherever they sent them to Georgia at first, until Georgia became a state and they got rid of the penal colony, so to speak. But Georgia's a penal colony before it was a state, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's why you have all that KKK stuff going on down there with that fool who was the Secretary of State running the election to be governor. I mean, that sounds like some old Wild West stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So all this stuff about voting and electors, and see, we're electors. We're not voters. This is a Republican form of government that we're supposed to be guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're not supposed to vote for nobody. We're supposed to elect our representers. See, and that's another word. See, representer.
Mm-hmm.
How do you represent somebody? How do you do that? Not represent, because that's not
right.
The word. The word is represent, because it's a prefix, R-E.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's how they got us in the slang. See, we're not speaking correctly. We're not, you know, saying correct words. And words like nice, which mean dumb, stupid, and ignorant in mm-hmm. etymology. The
mm-hmm.
etymology of the word nice is Old German, Middle English, dumb, stupid, and ignorant.
Wow.
Yeah, see?
So when we say somebody nice, we saying they dumb, stupid, and ignorant. Yeah.
There's a lot of words that are flipped, you know, in our vocabularies, and we are like bad, you know. Oh, she bad. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See?
I
mean, there's so many
that.
Words we do that to. The opposite is true.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I had to learn in a foreign country while I was learning their language. I found out that I didn't know what language I was even speaking. So, you know, listening and studying and finding out these words broke the spells and, you know, decoded a lot of this stuff for me, you know.
Okay.
And then when I came back here and found out that, oh, my God, you mean, yeah, they transferred all those Nazis over here in 44, put them in place. Got them in NASA, NSA, NSC, CIA. Yeah, and for those who are listening, go get the symbol of the CIA that's on the floor as you go in the building, and take that symbol and slide it off those long pointed tips, and you're going to see a swastika.
Wow.
Yeah,
right in your face.
Right in your face.
Mm. Dang, that's
mm-hmm.
something. Well, do you have
any
information? We're down to 5 minutes. Do you have any number? Any way you want? Do you have people they want to contact you? Are you doing any?
Yeah, anybody. If you want any information from me, you can always email me at wellness. Oh no, better yet, at Tariq, TarikMontuno@gmail.com.
Okay.
TarikMontuno@gmail.com. Any questions, any information that I've mentioned here tonight that you think if you want to get from me or you want to find out about it, just email me and I'll be glad to, you know, exchange as much as I have. Because this is how we grow.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But if we don't grow, it's going to be soil and green, baby.
Mm.
I'm telling you, soil and green is upon us coming up. They've already set it up by getting the farmers to destroy their crops or be fined if they don't. How about
Dang.
Yeah. Now, and then there'll be, oh, there's no such thing as a conspiracy. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Yeah. But, I mean, how is it that the USDA is getting the farmers to destroy their crops so that there'll be a food shortage in the spring, and then what?
So people better be growing. If indoors, you grow something to eat on, some tomatoes or something.
Listen to this. Put in your search engine, torpedopots.com. Torpedopots.com. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, these are this is the brother who's a chemist and whatever else he's, he's well educated, not dedicated.
Okay.
Brother, and he's in business and he has invented this way to grow food.
Okay.
Inside, outside, in the old side, as long as you got good lighting and he says, water is critical for growing food, but water does not grow food. Water transfers nutrients to the whatever is growing.
Okay.
That's similar to us.
But what about the seeds? They got these fake seeds.
We got all the seeds we want access to anywhere. I mean, there are thousands of seed savers around the country.
Okay.
And you can connect with them. You can just put in the search engine seed saver and you'll get a list of them. And it's best to do it quickly because they might shut it off because the USDA is so treacherous. They spent $30 million of taxpayers' money on a study called Human Nutrition Study at six land-grant colleges throughout the country. They took that study in the final report, and they were supposed to issue it in 1972, and they confiscated the study and kept it out of their library for 5 years so that nobody knew anything about it, so that the food processing and packaging industry flourished thereafter.
Wow.
Yeah.
So all of them is in on it together. So the USDA and all of them.
It's a system. See, remember what we used to say about it? We used to say, oh,
it's
a system.
It's the system, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the system? Okay, well, the system is like this. You see, this is what they do. Yeah, and they're making sure that it's more for them and none for you. They'll throw some chump change at you, but not much. And if they give you too much, you might get greedy. So that's why.
Make some money. They don't want you. They only want you to make so much.
Oh, yeah, none. If they, right. They want you impoverished.
Yes.
So that they can point fingers at you. And you see, look, all these years, look at them. They can't, look at
pull themselves up by the bootstraps.
Right. Except you ain't got no boots. You're barefoot, so how are you going to do that? You're barefoot because you can't afford no shoes. They're going to tell you, just pull yourself up by your own bootstraps, buddy.
Yeah.
Just like we did, They did it like that, right? Without all the infusion of monies and funds and grants.
Right,
and
trickery. And,
oh, yeah, and trickery and thievery and robbery. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the true story. And that's one of the ways that I volunteer my services in different places and schools and, if I can,
mm-hmm.
different groups, because that's what has to be known, the story. We have to get our story together and read that his story stuff, because that his story stuff is just destroying us, because we think, you know, we're being trained instead of learning to know, to know, because this is the age of to know, the Aquarian age.
That's right.
Yeah. And okay, I'm not, you know, I don't care what you think or what you believe. I mean, that's on you. But what do you know?
Yeah.
That's why I say, if there's any problem with any people out there, any of the audience that has any problem with any authorities on any issue, I know the way to get to the ones, and they will either back off or they'll throw it out.
Okay. So because, they dealing with any court situations or anything?
Yeah, any court situation or any other kind of, bureaucratic situation where they're, where they come in with some kind of ordinance and so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
None of that. All of that is like what a mandate is. A mandate is something that's not a law.
Right.
It's an ordinance that if you agree with it, you do it.
Yeah.
If you don't agree with it, you don't do it. And it's meaningless, you see. And here's the proof. Of the 11,000 Superfund sites in this country, and what is a Superfund site? We're one of the most toxic areas in the country. There's 11,000 of them across the country
mm-hmm.
that have been sitting there poisoning the entire population across the country every single day since the 1980s. And this is 20, and this is 2020. So you're talking about 45 years, 40 some years of being poisoned, and then now all of a sudden they're talking about a virus. Well, again, the word virus is Latin for poison. That's, come on.
Right, right.
They're telling you right to your face, but you're not, get it, And then you don't want to hear from Brother Tariq because, it doesn't comply. It doesn't fit with what they keep telling.
Right.
See, they can tell you over and over and over again. I can only tell you once in a month or once in a week or once.
Right.
Never, See, or even if I was to be on every month or every week, mm-hmm. it still wouldn't be compared to their
24/7,
yes,
yeah.
indeed.
Yeah.
Even while you sleep, it never goes off. So, mm-hmm. so I just say to people, look, start where you can. You got it at your fingertips, the biggest library in the world. All the information you need to know is right at your fingertips. Just ask Siri or Alexa or your search engine, DuckDuckGo, one of the other ones. They got different ones out there that don't follow you and don't track you and don't do all this madness with you. And so you get with them and you start looking these things up for yourself and reading for yourself, because once you do that, then you will know the situation, because once you know something, now they can't come telling you this and that and the other. They can't come and tell me, oh yes, no, well sir, what we're going to do is we agree with you, but we're going to do this instead.
Right.
And that's how they operate. That's how the system operates. It's the way they have to operate, because they are the big I and you are the little you. You do what you're told, and that's how they want it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well.
And, yeah. So anyway, I'm sorry we didn't get no calls. I would have loved to speak to some of these people out here, but
well, we'll do it again, and we're gonna do it on our regular night. So
all right,
can
that's
call in.
Good. Because I want people to know what the solutions. I want them to hear that this is what you can do for yourself, and here's how we do it. And you call this one, and you get with this one, and you build on that. I was with a brother today who's building with some people that are just kicking rear and taking names.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
And this is where we all have to head. This is where we have to go. And it's not rocket science. It's not, you don't have to be scared in no way. All you have to do is know that this document, once they get this, they must respond within 72 hours. If they don't respond within 72 hours, they're in default. They're at fault. Mm-hmm. And then the notary puts them in default. Once the notary puts them in default, then you got them. See?
Now, do you have to ask them three times, or you just
you ask them three times to pay you.
Yeah.
When you're the bill, because you send them a bill, right?
Right.
Then you ask three times for the bill, and then if they send you a bill, you send them a bill. But if they try to send you a bill, then you always ask for the credit side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pay it all.
Yeah, discharge.
I mean, discharge. I got used to saying the right word.
Yeah, because if you start talking about money.
Yeah.
See, because if you use money, then, you're not the right. Mm-hmm. No, we got to use. You know,
they slave.
Well, yeah, that's what they're doing, enslaving. Mm-hmm. This is genocide and slavery all the time.
Yes.
Because remember that Meriwether Lewis wrote in his chronicles from the Lewis and Clark expedition, wherever we went west of the Mississippi, we found the spiral-haired people in charge, not the stringy-haired people who were sent to greet us, unquote.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what happened to all them spiral-haired people?
Mm-hmm.
And how is it that the Redskins now, or well, not Redskins, but the ones calling them the $5 Indians, And the ones that came over Bering Straits, way after we were here 300,000 years before them, you know.
Right.
Yeah, which is why we were in charge across the country. And they saw this when they ventured across the Mississippi all the way led by Brother York and Sister Sacagawea and introduced them everywhere along the rivers, along the roads, along the trees, you know, all the way to Oregon coast and back. And then he wrote that in his chronicle. They took it out and hid it in the Smithsonian.
Mm.
See? And the Empress's grandmother found it, and she, the Empress of Ouachita, her grandmother found it and gave it to her, and it's in her book, highly recommended book, Return of the Ancient Ones by Tiara L. Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Empress Tiara L. Bay.
All righty.
So anyway, looking forward.
Yep,
looking forward.
History. Yeah.
All right. I appreciate it. I love to do it.
All right. Well, we appreciate you taking your time and your energy to be with us to give us this information. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to next time.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Peace and love.
Better love. Mm-hmm. Okay, and listeners, I'll be back on Sunday, so join me Sunday also.